Brian House, we're speaking here on the record with Missouri State Highway Patrol Sergeant Clark Parrott. As we record this, it is late afternoon on Wednesday the 18th. And, Sergeant, we're talking about two jail escapees from Pemiscot County. We do have a development, and that is that the Highway Patrol is now offering a $1,000 reward in this case. What can you tell us?
Well, actually, it's Pemiscot County is offering the reward for that. They feel it is important to try that avenue and to try and get some of these leads shook loose.
Well, that's important clarification. So the reward is coming from the Pemiscot County Sheriff's Department.
Yes, the reward is coming from the Pemiscot County Sheriff's Office. I did the news release on that, and I've been handling the media for the county, just because it's what I do. You know, I'm a public information officer along with a trooper, and they just requested somebody to come in and handle the media. You know, they were a little overwhelmed with the amount of media that this case has garnered.
Well, there's no doubt about it, and we'll end by talking about that because I think that's fascinating as well. Let's talk about the search. You guys are looking for Joseph Latimondeer. He is charged with kidnapping, armed criminal action. And the other suspect is William Carter, who's accused of two counts of first-degree murder, sir. He's accused of driving over his ex, either wife or girlfriend, and her boyfriend. You consider them armed and dangerous. Tell us why.
Well, just based on some of the evidence that was missing from the utility closet, and when we think that they are armed, we feel like they're armed with possibly a homemade device, not a firearm or anything like that, but maybe like a homemade knife, and you know, possibly a broom handle of some sort, some things that were missing from this utility closet.
I have not heard that. Tell me, so you think they got some stuff out of the utility closet?
Yeah, it is possible. I mean, like I said, it's a utility closet, so an inventory was not real tight on that. So as far as what was in there, because it was mainly a utility closet to service the air conditioner system. So I'm not sure, and I don't believe anybody else is really sure what is in there. But, I mean, you know, considering one guy's in on two counts of murder first and the other one with, you know, armed criminal action, we have reason to believe that we are considering them to be armed and dangerous.
Final couple minutes here with Sergeant Parrott, who is just bombarded right now with media calls, and we'll touch on that. We'll finish with that in a moment. Right now, you are getting help from Caruthersville PD, Kennett PD, Pemiscot County Sheriff's Department, multiple agencies, Department of Corrections, Department of Conservation. I may be leaving people out, and feel free to add who I've left out. But where is this search concentrating on right now?
Well, yesterday afternoon, we were concentrating north and east of Caruthersville, and we still have teams driving the levee up in that area along the Mississippi River. It's in an area that's very rural, heavily wooded. It's a conservation area. It's Wolf Bayou and Black Island Conservation Area. And then yesterday afternoon, they started moving south along the Mississippi River, southeast of Caruthersville. So we're turning over every tree leaf that we can find, you know, to try to bring these two together. And, you know, again, that's why the Pemiscot County Sheriff has stepped up and said, you know, we're going to offer $1,000 reward to try to get these guys off the street. Somebody knows where they're at. Somebody has probably talked to them or seen them, and we're just going to do everything we can to try to end this thing as peaceful as we can.
Final two questions. They were seen running towards the river, I know at last check, or at least running in that direction. Sergeant, is there any chance that they could have tried to swim across that river? As you told me earlier, that's about a half mile across to get to Tennessee, but is it possible that they could have gotten into the river and tried to swim to get away?
Well, I'm guessing anything is possible. You know, the weather that we had, if they did go into the water, when they come out, they were pretty doggone cold. But again, we have alerted the authorities in Illinois, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Arkansas surrounding us and on that side of the river just to be aware of, you know, any stolen vehicles or anything like that. Please let us know. so that that can be investigated and, you know, go from there with it.
Final question, and this kind of shows how big this story is. It's a small town in southeast Missouri, but you have taken phone calls from NBC News, Fox News Channel, literally all over the country, national networks covering this story. What's that been like?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I've been doing this for almost 7 years, and, you know, you start making these relationships, and all of a sudden, you know, it is kind of a little intimidating when, you know, it's a New York City or Washington, D.C. number, but, you know, they've got a job to do just like I do and just like you do. So, you know, I'm going to be forthcoming with the information that I can when I can, and we're just hoping for a, you know, resolution on this thing.
And again, the way we look at it is if they put it out nationally, that can't hurt, because the more people know
that's
about
right.
It, the maybe somebody's going to see him somewhere, right?
That's right. And, you know, I'm grateful for the media that is partnering with us in this to try to get the word out.
Anything you want to add? I know it sounds like a very hectic situation. Anything you want to add, feel free.
Well, what we want to make sure is that people do not try to apprehend these subjects on their own. These are men that essentially have nothing left to lose. And, you know, you're looking at two murder counts and, you know, armed criminal action and kidnapping and felonious assault. These two don't have anything to lose. So we just want to make sure that people don't try to take them into custody, that they will contact their local law enforcement.
And your guys are wearing bulletproof vests, I'm assuming.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay.
All of our officers that are helping out, you know, that we are assisting in this and that, you know, we've got on all of our tactical gear.
Anything you want to add, sir?
No, sir. I greatly appreciate it, Brian.